We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
We are so glad you joined us. Today we have a new song to share with you.
Miss Karen wrote a song to help us remember the 39 books of the Old Testament.
It's really 5 songs.
And when you put them together, you can learn all the books in the correct order.
Don't you think music helps you learn?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And remember, we used another song to help us remember a long list of something.
The Fruits of the Spirit.
And then there was a song that helps us remember the names of some very important people in the Bible.
Jesus' disciples.
Right. You know, music really does help us remember things. And I wrote this song to help us remember the 39 books of the Old Testament. So many books to remember. So let's share this song with our friends who are listening, okay?
Okay.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers.
So much by reading the Bible. Today we're going to look at the first 3 books of the Old Testament.
Genesis starts from the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth.
When Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden.
We can learn about what God intended for this world to be.
He created a perfect world with no evil, no pain, and no sin. But we all know what happened.
Adam and Eve disobeyed God and sin was brought into the world.
In the book of Genesis, we can read stories of people who lived long ago.
Cain and his brother Abel.
Noah and the Great Flood.
And we can learn all about the promise God made to Abraham and to all of his sons. I will always be your God. We are his sons and daughters too.
Right.
Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons have God.
Isaac and his wife Rebecca,
Jacob and Esau,
Joseph and his brothers.
All of these stories are found in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible.
In Exodus, the second book, we learn more about the Israelites, who were now in slavery in Egypt.
Moses was God's chosen leader. God did some amazing things to rescue his people.
Famine, plagues, locusts, and frogs.
God really demonstrated his power and his faithfulness.
And when they escaped from Egypt, God parted the Red Sea.
While the people were waiting in the wilderness, God gave them everything they needed.
It rained manna and quails from heaven.
What are quails, Carolyn?
It's birds.
Birds, okay, so they had meat to eat. And then manna is what, Kelly?
It's kind of like bread or wafers.
Okay, so bread or wafers was falling from the sky. So could they just store up as much as they wanted and keep it until it ran out?
No, it would go bad if they kept it.
That's right, they had to trust God every day.
But the people were still not happy.
They always wanted more than God gave them.
Are there people like that today who have a problem with accepting what God has given them, Caitlin?
Sometimes at Christmas, kids get selfish and they get so many things, but they still want more.
Yeah, some people think other people are better than them.
Okay.
And they don't think they're very smart, or they don't think they can sing. And so they should just think it's good what they are.
That's the way God made them, right? Well, what do you call that when you think someone is better than you or think someone's smarter than you and you really wish you were that person?
Jealous.
Yeah, you're jealous of someone. That's right. And God made us who we are, and we should just be happy with what he's given us, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Kelly?
Some people also, they pray selfishly. They pray for things that they want for themselves rather than what God wants for them.
That's a really good point. Some people are more interested in earthly things and not interested as much in what God has given them and in heavenly things. Remember that song, What Do You Love? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. What do you
kind, it lasts forevermore.
Things get broken, things get old, lost or stolen one day.
But that won't happen with treasures from God, you can't take them away.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought of?
Kind, they'll last forevermore.
Things get broken, things get old, lost or stolen one day.
But that won't happen with treasures from God, you can't take them away.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought of?
pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving us everything we need. Just like the people who lived long ago, we are your children too. And we live each day surrounded by the love you promised.
You are faithful.
You are mighty and strong.
You are the God of miracles.
You will never leave us.
Your love will last forever. You sent your Son Jesus into our world to teach us and to save us.
In his name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Tell us your favorite Bible story or a time when you felt God's love.
And we'll share your story with all of our friends who are listening.
That's the way we all can learn, by sharing what we know with others.
You can write to us the old-fashioned way, Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonia, Maryland 21094.
Or you can email us at Karen@KarenandKids.com.
Give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And remember, God has given us a way to learn all about him in the
Bible.
Read it and get to know him. See you next time.
Financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.